Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Ezra Pound was an American expat, poet, and intellectual who was a major figure of the modernist literary movement in the early to mid-20th century. He was also a fascist collaborator, an anti-Semite who was arrested for treason against the United States for his radio broadcasts during the Second World War. Welcome to Criminalia. I'm Maria Tremarkey.
And I'm Holly Fry. Ezra Weston Loomis Pound was born on October 30th, 1885, in the small town of Haley, Idaho. He was the only child of Homer Loomis Pound, a federal land office official, and Isabel Weston. When Ezra was only a few years old, the family moved east, and in June of 1889, following Homer's appointment to the United States Mint in Philadelphia, they settled in nearby Wincote, Pennsylvania. It's said that Ezra was 11 when he published his first poem, a limerick. At the age of 15, he told his parents he wanted to be a poet.
Ezra attended Cheltenham Military Academy, just outside Philadelphia. He went on to attend the University of Pennsylvania for 2 years, from 1901 to 1903, and it's there where he met the now famous poet William Carlos Williams, who became a lifelong friend. He graduated with a degree in philosophy from Hamilton College in Clinton, New York in 1905, before returning to the University of Pennsylvania for graduate school. He immersed himself in English literature and grammar and studied Latin, Greek, French, Italian, German, Spanish. He received his master's in June of 1906, but withdrew from the university while working toward his doctorate.
At the start of the academic year of 1907, Pound began work as a professor of Romance languages at Wabash Presbyterian College in Crawfordsville, Indiana. It's widely described that Ezra had begun to affect a, quote, bohemian manner by this time. The details of what exactly that meant are not 100% clear. But it is clear that his career in academia didn't fit with his art and his lifestyle, and his work as a professor came to an end not long after it began. Another version of this story suggests that he lost his position after 6 months after having been accused of hosting a woman in his room overnight. Other versions of this story suggest he just wasn't what they were looking for. But in February of 1908, with $80 in his pocket and the manuscript of a book of poems that had been rejected by at least one American publisher, he set off for Europe.
When Pound arrived in London, he taught, lectured, and published reviews. That same year, he self-published his first book, a collection of poems entitled Alum Spento, translated by Pound as With Tapers Quenched. He would go on to have more than 70 books published in his lifetime. In 1909, Pound found the success as a writer that he had been hoping for. He published three books, Personae in 1909, Exaltations also in 1909, and in 1910, The Spirit of Romance. This last one, a book of critical essays based on lectures he had given during his early days in London. Wrote one reviewer, quote, Pound is that rare thing among modern poets, a scholar.
He was an American poet and critic, but Pound had no trouble finding work overseas. He became a foreign editor of a handful of American literary magazines. In London, he became friends with other influential writers and critics of the time, including W.B. Yeats, Ford Madox Ford, Percy Wyndham Lewis, and James Joyce. He promoted and also occasionally edited the works of many now famous poets and novelists, including Yeats, Joyce, and Ernest Hemingway, Robert Frost, and D.H. Lawrence. It's Pound's revisions, guidance, and heavy-handed editing that shaped T.S. Eliot's famous poem, The Wasteland, which is regarded today as one of the most important poems of the 20th century. Pound basically became involved in a whole lot of literary activities.
He was also co-editor of Blast, the short-lived literary magazine of a London-based modernist art movement known as Vorticism. Only two issues were published before that magazine folded, though. He was the London editor of the American literary magazine Little Review and a Paris correspondent for transcendentalist magazine The Dial. He wrote numerous reviews for a variety of publications, including New Age Magazine, inspired by a British socialist organization called the Fabian Society, The Egoist, which was a London literary magazine that claimed to, quote, recognize no taboos, and Poetry Magazine. His friend and fellow poet T.S. Eliot would later note of Pound, quote, during a crucial decade in the history of modern literature, approximately 1912 to 1922, Pound was the most influential and, in some ways, the best critic in England or America.
Ezra also continued to publish collections of his own poetry, including Lustra, which came out in 1916, and Homage to Sextus Propertius in 1919. In 1920, he published the poem Hugh Selwyn Moberly, which is considered a turning point in his writing career. But it was in 1914 when Ezra moved to Rapallo, Italy, where he began writing the now famous poem, The Cantos. For nearly 50 years, he focused on this encyclopedic narrative poem. It is comprised of 116 sections, each of which is a canto.
In addition to the famous cantos, Pound is best known for advancing a modernist movement in English and American literature, a movement that he and others called Imagism, which signaled a new literary direction in poetry. The core idea of this movement was to stress clarity, precision, and economy of language and writing, and to shed the sentiment and narrative that had shaped Victorian and Romantic poetry. Writers were encouraged to forego traditional rhyme and meter in order to, in Pound's words, quote, compose in the sequence of the musical phrase, not in the sequence of the metronome. His challenge to other artists was to, quote, make it new. Part of his direction consisted of maxims including, quote, do not retell in mediocre verse what has already been done in good prose, and, quote, Use no superfluous word, no adjective which does not reveal something. Imagism reflected similar changes happening in other art forms at the time, most notably with painting and the Cubist movement. Pound may have been the leader of a literary movement, but it's reported he became quite frustrated he couldn't have total control over it.
We are going to take a break for a word from our sponsor. And when we're back, we will see another side of Ezra Pound to talk about.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Listen, you listen to true crime podcasts. You know that the world can be dangerous and unpredictable and that there will, unfortunately, be people who want to hurt each other. And so it's kind of nice to get a little peace of mind by having a good home security system. Just take a few precautions. And I recommend looking at SimpliSafe Home Security. I've had my home broken into in the past, and it was a terrible feeling, even though nothing that bad really happened. Aside from an intruder, I just really like knowing that I have a security setup that lets me check in on my pets when I'm not home. That is a huge peace of mind giver when I am out traveling. SimpliSafe sent me a whole home security system, and I was really, really impressed by the variety of indoor and outdoor cameras they offer. And the whole thing is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/criminalia. That's SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe.com/criminalia. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie. And it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with a limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Brace yourselves. The side of Ezra Pound we're going to talk about now is a side of hate and ignorance, and it's what got him charged with treason.
You might already have guessed as much, but heads up, we are talking about some pretty volatile hate speech in this segment. There is no denying Ezra Pound's influence on American poetry, but there is also no denying that Ezra Pound was a fascist and an anti-Semite. And by the time the Second World War began, he had grown to blame the practice of usury, which he believed to be propagated by a secret network of Jewish bankers, for all of the evils afflicting the world. He strongly supported Benito Mussolini, who he believed shared his economic views, and held private audiences with the dictator. During the war, he delivered pro-Axis and anti-Jewish broadcasts 4 times a week between 1941 and 1943 on shortwave radio aimed at America to improve American sympathy for Italian fascism.
In January 1941, at that time, Italy had joined the war, but the United States wouldn't until December that year. His calling card, quote, "Europe calling, Pound speaking, Ezra Pound speaking," came over the airwaves. Pound recorded more than 100 shortwave broadcasts from Rome, each criticizing United States President Franklin D. Roosevelt, Roosevelt's family, and the Jewish community. Pound warned the white race was, quote, "going toward total extinction." In one show, he suggested hanging President Roosevelt, adding, quote, "if you can do it by due legal process." He praised Hitler's Mein Kampf and urged his listeners to familiarize themselves with the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a widely distributed, fabricated anti-Semitic text describing a Jewish plan for global domination. He collaborated with Mussolini's fascist regime, and he often parroted fascist propaganda talking points on his show.
Pound was paid for his services urging America to stay out of the war. Shortly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, which is when the United States did enter the war, he stated on his show, quote, "America could have stayed out of the war. If America had stayed neutral, the war would now be over. For the United States to be making war on Italy and on Europe is just plain damn nonsense. And for this state of things, Franklin Roosevelt is, more than any other one man, responsible."
The broadcasts were transcribed by a United States Foreign Broadcast Monitoring Service listening station. Those transcriptions directly led to his post-war arrest in 1945 for treason. It was in 1943 when United States Attorney General Francis Biddle indicted Pound in absentia for treason against the United States. Treason is the only crime defined in the United States Constitution, as we've talked about earlier this season, more than once. And it reads as so, I'm going to remind us all. "Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of 2 witnesses to the same overt act, or on confession in open court." So there it is, and we can move along.
Pound answered the charge by writing a letter to Biddle, and we quote, "I do not believe that the simple fact of speaking over the radio can, in itself, constitute treason. I think that must depend on what is said. I obtained the concession to speak over Rome radio with the following proviso, namely that nothing should be asked of me contrary to my conscience or contrary to my duties as an American citizen. I have not spoken with regard to this war, but in protest against a system which creates one war after another. I have not spoken to the troops and have not suggested that the troops should mutiny or revolt.
Pound was arrested in Genoa, Italy, by the United States Army. The FBI searched the residence where Pound had been living when he was arrested and removed more than 7,000 articles, letters, and other documents that were classified and then used as evidence against him. Some versions of his arrest story suggest he turned himself in to American military officials. Or maybe it was that he went to Italian authorities to tell them he had heard they were looking for him. Either way, Pound was arrested. And 2 weeks after Nazi Germany surrendered to the Allies, he was brought to the United States Army Disciplinary Training Center north of Pisa, Italy. He would be returned to the United States to stand trial, but that would come later.
We are going to take a break here for a word from our sponsor. And when we return, we're going to talk about treason and the insanity defense.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with a limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's talk about Pound's trial, and it may not be what you're expecting.
In Pisa, Pound was placed in what were known as the, quote, death cells, which were a series of 6x6 foot outdoor steel cages lit by floodlights. It's reported that engineers reinforced Pound's cage with heavier steel than usual just to keep out anyone trying to rescue him. During his time there, he spent 3 weeks in isolation, sleeping on the concrete. He was denied exercise and communication, except for talks with a chaplain. After 2.5 weeks, it's reported that he began to break down under the stress. Pound later said, quote, "Ha! I was a dangerous criminal." He continued, quote, "They thought I was a dangerous wild man and were scared of me. I had a guard night and day, and when they built a cage out of iron mats from airplane runways and put me in the cage for the merriment of all, they posted a guard outside. Soldiers used to come up to the cage and look at me. Some of them brought me food. Old Ez was a prize exhibit." It is in this place where he actually produced one of his most famous works, the Paisan Cantos.
Pound was returned to the United States and indicted for treason on November 26, 1945. Of the accusation he betrayed his country, he stated it was a, quote, "damned fool idea," and that he was, he insisted, trying to save it. His insistence he was saving his country and its constitution became part of the 9-sentence report compiled by a board of psychiatrists appointed by the court. 3 for the government, and 1 retained by Pound's defense lawyer, Julian Cornell. It was a statement that helped determine his fate, but really not how he'd hoped. Included in their report, they remarked on his, quote, "uncertain living," his being, quote, "eccentric," and his, quote, "advancing years." They called him, quote, "abnormally grandiose," which actually, we found many reports that backed this description of Pound as a larger-than-life character outside the courtroom. One of the psychiatrists, Dr. Wendell Munsey, testified that on the evidence of excerpts from the Cantos and Pound's other writings, he judged that, quote, "there has been for a number of years a deterioration of the mental processes." The board's unanimous opinion was that the defendant was, quote, "mentally unfit to advise properly with counsel or to participate intelligibly in his own defense."
Archibald MacLeish, a 3-time Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and contemporary of Pound, said of the case, quote, "it is pretty clear that poor old Ezra is quite, quite balmy." On the basis of the testimony from the board, he was ruled unfit to stand trial. In December of 1945, 60-year-old Pound was committed to St. Elizabeth's Psychiatric Hospital in Washington, D.C., where it was ordered he would receive treatment until he might become mentally competent to stand trial. If he had been fit to stand trial and was convicted, Pound would have likely faced the death penalty.
For the first 13 months of his confinement, Pound was held at Howard Hall, the hospital's maximum security ward, an area enclosed by a 22-foot concrete perimeter wall used to house the, quote, "violent and criminally insane." Of his situation, Pound later said, quote, "I met a very pleasant chap. We had many interesting conversations. He seemed no crazier than I. When I found out that he had been committed for killing his wife, I reconsidered my position."
In early 1947, Pound was moved to what was known as Center Building. It was a less fortified area, and those there were granted more leeway in receiving visitors. And a lot of people wanted to see him, from his longtime friends to young poets who just wanted to meet him. Then something a bit out of the ordinary happened that drew a lot of attention to Ezra. During his confinement in 1949, Pound was awarded the Bollingen Prize. The jury, interested in recognizing his enormous poetic achievements and influence, overlooked his political agenda and treason trial and bestowed the literary honor upon him for the Paisan Canto's work. That the prestigious prize was given to a fascist who was being held for treason against America triggered a pretty major controversy, not just among the literary crowd, but also in Congress. The Bullingen Prize at the time was awarded by the Library of Congress. Congressman Jacob K. Javits of New York wrote, quote, "After having read the editorial Treason's Strange Fruit, I am particularly concerned about the awarding of the Bullingen Library of Congress Award of $1,000 to Ezra Pound. I would very much appreciate learning how the fellows who make this award were chosen, who they are, and the basis of their selection." Another congressman, James T. Patterson of Connecticut, addressed the House regarding the award recipient, stating, quote, "Should we encourage the activities in literature of moral lepers?" Javits called for an investigation, saying, quote, "Must we not be equally diligent to investigate the infiltration of fascist ideas, especially in so august an institution as the Library of Congress?" The matter went before the Congressional Joint Committee on the Library of Congress, whose chairman was Senator Theodore F. Green of Rhode Island. The committee did not convene to investigate anything, not really. What they wanted was a resolution to the problem, and quickly. It was decided that the Library of Congress would abstain from giving prizes or awards. Senator Green told the press, quote, "I think it is a bad policy for the government to give prizes and awards, especially in matters of taste." For those curious, because you may know that this prize still exists, the Bullingen Prize is now awarded through the Yale University Library.
No one questioned whether or not the work was suitable for the award. It was generally agreed, yes, yes, it was. It was about Pound, his politics, and his acts against the United States. Ernest Hemingway wrote of the poem, quote, "The best of Pound's writing, and it is in the Cantos, will last as long as there is any literature." But as Luther H. Evans of the Library of Congress later observed, quote, "The award possessed that bizarre quality that makes news, along with excited reports and indignant editorials appeared in the press." Teasing out the artist from the fascist and anti-Semite proved difficult for some who had come to love his poetry and followed his literary movement. The New York Times reacted to Pound receiving the award with this headline, quote, "Pound, in mental clinic, wins prize for poetry penned in treason cell." An editorial in the New York Herald Tribune stated, quote, "This emphasis on an objective criterion of beauty and excellence, akin to belief in an objective truth, is fundamental to a free and rational society. In maintaining it, the judges acted in the only way that is open to men who are sensitive to a later verdict of history." In that same edition of the Tribune, though, poet and critic Louis Untermeyer called the Paisan Cantos, quote, "a ragbag and tail end of Pound at his worst. It shows a very disordered mind, one affected by the seeds of fascism." Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Robert Hillier thought the award, quote, "regrettable for aesthetic rather than political reasons." He continued, quote, "I never saw anything to admire, not one line in Pound." Poet Robert Frost called Pound, quote, "possibly crazy, but more likely criminal."
Pound, upon being told he had won this prize, prepared a statement for the press. "No comment from the Bughouse." That was his nickname for St. Elizabeth's. But then he decided not to release that statement.
Eventually, while at St. Elizabeth's, Pound was granted permission to spend time out on the grounds, where he would lecture to groups of eager young poets who called themselves the Ezrologists. Author Daniel Swift describes this in his book, The Bughouse, The Poetry, Politics, and Madness of Ezra Pound, as, quote, "the world's least orthodox literary salon convened by a fascist held in a lunatic asylum."
Fellow poets and authors rallied around Ezra Pound, and pleas for his freedom kept a constant awareness of his situation. In the New Directions booklet of tributes to Pound that was written for his birthday, Ernest Hemingway wrote, quote, "We'll gladly pay tribute to Ezra, but what I would like to do is get him the hell out of St. Elizabeth's, have him given a passport, and allow him to return to Italy, where he is justly valued as a poet. I believe he made bad mistakes in the war in continuing to broadcast for that sod Mussolini after we were fighting him. But I also believe that he has paid for them in full, and his continued confinement is a cruel and unusual punishment. Playwright Arthur Miller took a different stance, writing, quote, "A greater calamity cannot befall the art than that Ezra Pound, the Mussolini mouthpiece, should be welcomed back as an arbiter of American letters."
There are a few versions of the story of his release. The popular version is that Pound's release happened because of a kind of unofficial pardon after a long-running campaign on behalf of his fellow writers and artists, including prominent names like Frank Lloyd Wright, Igor Stravinsky, William Carlos Williams, and Hemingway. After he won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1954, Hemingway referred to Pound in his speech, saying, quote, "This would be a good year to release poets." Pound was a leading figure in a prominent and important literary movement, and those who followed him, it seems, did so despite his sins.
On April 18, 1958, United States Federal District Court Judge Boletha Laws, who coincidentally oversaw Pound's 1946 treason trial as well, dismissed the indictment for treason that had been lodged more than a decade prior against Ezra. His immediate release from St. Elizabeth after 13 years was ordered. He was released in May, and the United States Justice Department did not oppose the motion permitting Pound to promptly sail for Italy, the country that he considered his home. He lived in Venice until his death on November 1st, 1972.
What I can say about Pound is what a ride with this guy.
Right? He's a complicated dude. For this perfidy pour, I wanted to do something extra delicious because there is this thing where it is hard to read about people who are often lauded as really great creators and discover that they were in some ways train wrecks or that they had a very stupid, bad view on something when you otherwise consider them kind of a genius. It's problematic. So I wanted to make something that was very delicious to help take that edge off. And I also started thinking about literary cocktails. Have you ever had a drink called a last word?
Okay, no, but I love where you're going here because years ago, my father sent me a book. That's basically the title of the book. It's like dinners from famous literary works and cocktails.
So the last word is a cocktail that's quite old. It predates Prohibition, so it was around in the 19-teens. And it is usually made in the following way. 3/4 of an ounce of dry gin, 3/4 of an ounce of maraschino liqueur, the Italian pronunciation, since it's Ezra, is maraschino, so we'll go with that. 3/4 of an ounce of green chartreuse, and 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lime juice. This is a delicious cocktail. We are not doing quite this one for today because we want to tweak it and make it Ezra's words. I wanted to make it even a little sweeter. I love chartreuse to a dangerous degree. However, that's kind of an expensive spirit to keep on hand.
If you only use it from time to time, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also one that not everybody can get locally super easily. So not all liquor stores are going to carry chartreuse. So I wanted to do a twist on this that includes the basics, but subs out that chartreuse for another delicious thing that we have had on the show enough times that people that follow along probably have it. And even if you don't, it's pretty easy to get. So for Ezra's, which we are calling Ezra's words instead of the last word, because Ezra's words were a mixed bag. And while I don't normally like gin, I'm learning to love it. And I love this cocktail. So
you and me, we're trying.
So this one is 3/4 of an ounce of dry gin, 3/4 of an ounce of maraschino liqueur. You're going to keep that 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lime juice, and instead of the chartreuse, 3/4 of an ounce of elderflower liqueur.
Oh, come on.
Shake it. Again, pour it into a chilled glass. We've done a few of those lately. This is such a beautiful sip. The maraschino and the elderflower are both pretty sweet, but because the dry gin is not at all, to me, it doesn't feel very cloyingly sweet. Depending on your tolerance for sweet drinks, you might find it very sweet. You could always up the lime juice to help counter that as well if you wanted to. I love this drink. I love it. Like I said, it's just super yummy. And I like it because it's not a huge drink. We recently did the Sidney Reilly, which that is a lot of spirit. And this has a lot of spirit, but it doesn't feel quite so dangerous.
Right.
And it's not as many ounces. The mocktail for this is another one where we got to step completely away because everything in this except the lime juice is an alcohol. So for the mocktail, you are going to use same measurements, 3/4 of an ounce of everything, which I love because that also keeps it simple. If you want to also throttle up or down on your volume, you don't have to do any math. You just match all of your measures. So for this, you're going to do ginger beer for one of them, cherry syrup for one of them, elderflower syrup, and lime juice. The reason I went with ginger beer is because it does have that kind of cutting. I would go with a very bitey ginger beer.
Yeah.
Because it's going to help counter the sweetness of two kinds of syrups.
That sounds like a delicious mocktail.
Yeah. Again, you can throttle up your lime juice if you want. You can increase the amount of ginger beer if you want it, even like a softer sweetness. It's very refreshing. This one is like the one that I want to carry around over ice like all day long at like a garden party. It is sweet and yummy, and it just makes me think of things that are far more delightful than anyone committing treason and then claiming that they didn't commit treason because clearly they don't understand the definition of treason.
Oh, I said that out loud?
I'm like, old Ez, I don't think you understand what the, maybe read the definition in the Constitution because
come on, man.
You did exactly what it said.
You said terrible things.
You did support an enemy. You did. Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
So that is Ezra's words, both sweet and sour in some way, but they come out delicious in this instance. Which would be a way better legacy if it were me, I would think, than some of the foolish things that Ezra Pound did. The ego is a wild thing. It can make you believe that you are right, even when all evidence says otherwise.
Even when your train is on the very wrong track.
That is my commentary on Ezra Pound. We hope that if you make this, you enjoy sipping it, whether it be its alcoholic or non-alcoholic version. And we also want to thank you for spending this time with us. And we hope that we have you back again next week for more discussion of history's crimes. And I promise there are always going to be more drinks. Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.